the blueberry chicks by the blueberry store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, the blueberry chicks. Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store, but we only have one blueberry chick here today.
That's
good morning,
right.
Shelly.
Good morning.
And we also have Rex Schultz here in the studio. Good morning to you, Rex.
Good morning, Rob.
And if anybody wants to find out about Rex, we're not here really necessarily to talk about Rex and his stuff today. He, of course, will chip in, I'm sure. But if you want to find out more about what Rex does, check out the podcast from last week.
Right.
But the guest that Shelly brought in today is Mark Sheehy, who is the PCQI Food Safety Coordinator and Inventory Specialist at True Blueberry Management, and that's happens to be one of the longest titles that I've ever read. So,
wow.
Well, good morning. So good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Rob.
And so, Shelly, why did you bring him in? I mean, we're going to discuss food safety here, and that's not a real important part of what you do, is it?
I think it's one of the very most important parts, and the part probably that gets overlooked when we're talking about all the fun things associated with blueberries. You know, we've talked about picking them. We've talked about growing them.
Right.
We've talked about a lot of things, but I thought it would be really impactful to have Mark come in this morning to talk about what goes into the food safety programs when we're producing the blueberries.
Sure. And Mark, I guess the first thing I'll say to you is I'm going to read a little piece of info that Shelly sent me. It says, food safety starts at the farm early in the season and goes through all the way through the end of the berry season are put in the container, which is really, we want to make sure we're eating safe food. But when we talk about when is that very beginning?
Pretty much as soon as the snow melts.
As soon as the snow melts, you guys start getting stuff trimmed up. Is that what part of, I mean, what is the food safety aspect of that?
Well, the farm, you want to start by doing things like examining your irrigation system. And that's a good time to do that, to look for damage from the wintertime, because we do use irrigation when there's frost. So it's important to have it working at that time. So you want to start that early. But you don't want to look for anything that's just out of place from the winter, because generally you haven't been in the fields for probably 5-6 months.
Sure. Okay. So, you know, you guys start, you know, right out of the gate and it goes through the very end. Kind of, I guess, take us a little bit through that process. I mean, in a nutshell, over the course of the season from there to them going in the container, kind of as quick as you can, kind of take us through that.
Well, when we're picking, we have to do a lot of training. And it's important that the employees understand the benefits of washing their hands constantly, doing things the right way. And when they touch their nose, they got to go wash their hands, things like that. So to make sure it's safe coming from the farm. And then when it gets to the plant, we do a lot of training there too. Our training period is actually about 2 days long in the plant. And we use things like videos, a lot of discussion. There's some activities, things like that.
And a test.
Oh, and you get to take a test at the end?
Yeah.
There is an actual test.
Okay.
Yes, that they have to put their initials on for every question.
All right. Well, I mean, it doesn't make any sense just to say, pay attention to this, and we don't care if you learned anything, right?
Yeah.
So we want to make sure there's some retention there. And obviously, they're probably not going to learn everything watching those videos, and they're going to learn a lot on the job. But, okay, so they're getting the videos. You're getting them trained. Now they're ready to maybe get to work.
Exactly. So at that point, then they're going to start, they would be washing their hands, and they're going to do things the right way, cleaning, things like that. And then we put them into the containers, we're fresh, where there's no washing at that point because the blueberries are perishable in the presence of water. So those just get cleaned basically of extraneous matter and soft fruit and then put in the clamshell. But frozen, we actually do put through those through a water bath.
Okay.
And that's done with strict government guidelines. And that goes in, and that's considered a ready-to-eat product.
Okay.
And then it gets frozen.
Now, I do want to make sure that I clarify here, because I know the Blueberry Store has actual products made out of blueberries. You don't handle any of that stuff, right?
No.
Okay, so we're just basically the farm is where you are, and, you know, those after products, nothing to do. Okay, so
the value-added products are done by co-packers using our berries.
Right. And, I mean, and obviously those berries have to be clean and disease-free to go to be used for anything.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, So Shelly, you know, as a part of, you know, said this is the most, or one of the most important things. I mean, obviously, there's a million things that are probably important in what you do. You know, food safety, how stringent, you know, dealing with, who is that? Is that the FDA or the?
Mm-hmm. We're an FDA plant, yes.
So, are you dealing with the FDA? I mean, what's really kind of, how does that go?
Well, Mark,
Years ago, I made videos for Bill Maher, which was a meat company, and we had to do a lot of, we did a bunch of safety process, so I kind of have an idea what it goes, and I would assume most of those same things, the concepts are the same, like if you sneeze on a batch of blueberries, they're done. If you drop them on the floor, you don't pick them back up and put them on the conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and how does it all work out? Because now, also, you guys have a lot of folks that probably only speak Spanish. How does that work as far as communication between them and being able to make sure they're understanding also?
We're fully bilingual, all three of us.
Oh, okay. Well, that certainly makes it makes it easy. You're lying. Shelly's lying.
I was going to say, you
had me for
Shelly,
a second.
Go ahead and say something to him, would you? Yeah.
You had me for a second, sweetheart. I was about to say something to me, too, and then I saw the look in her. Okay, well.
I can say a few
words. Muy caliente. Yeah. Very hot. All right.
Taco.
All right.
Well, I mean, today is kind of a Cinco de Mayo celebration, so.
Well, it's 2 days after that because today's Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Saturday morning. We lose track of days when we're as busy as we are.
I'm still celebrating. Let's just put it that way.
We're not gonna put that as one of your mistakes today because it is something that we do forget because we pre-record the show a couple days before it airs. So, yeah. All right. So.
We do have translators, Rob.
We do.
We do have translators to convey that message and verify.
Do you do that with the videos, too? Are they done in English and Spanish?
They're in Spanish, mostly.
Okay. Because, I mean, when I did those, we did them all in English, and then we had to go back and do Spanish translations. Now, that's not very easy to do because typically to say something in Spanish, it takes a little bit longer than what to say it in English. So it was always a little bit of a difficult thing to go back and replace that. But
well, the videos that we use... there actually are different speakers for the Spanish versions. So there's everything is just jives with the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah. You know, I want to go back a little bit. One of the things, well, we talked about the field that happens with the food safety there is it starts by us tracking, keeping track, and training the workers for the ground applications, the herbicides and the fungicides and the pesticides, so they're getting their training, learning how to make the mixtures of the applied chemicals, tractor safety, and all this stuff is recorded and put in, you know, a record book so that when we have our audit, the auditor will come in and they'll verify a pre-entry time because you can't spray and then go into the field for worker safety and human safety overall.
Right.
But, you know, so there's a lot of work that goes into the field with the harvesting crews. They come and inspect the harvesting crews to make sure that they're clean, that they don't have jewelry on, that they're, you know, doing a good job washing their hands and keeping the fields clean. And then we'll get it to the loading area and unloading area for Mark. And then Mark's program takes over from there. It all works together, but we have different parts of the program that make one whole food safety program.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's really kind of a complicated deal. You guys probably, you've done it so long, it's second nature to you. But if someone was to walk in and say, let's just figure it out.
No.
Oh,
it
is, all right.
I have three very thick binders just for the planned food safety programs.
But you know them front to back, though, right?
Yeah.
There you go. See?
Well, but they change the schematic.
Yeah, they change it
every year too. There's a little bit of change to it. And they probably send you those changes by themselves, don't they?
That comes that way, too.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they sneak things in there that aren't highlighted as changes that are actually changes. Oh. So I still got to read the whole thing.
Okay, yeah. Sneak them in. It's like that's the pop quiz, the thing that they didn't tell you were going to have to know. All right, well, we need to take a break here. We'll be talking a little bit more with Mark Sheehy when we come back, who's the PCQI Food Safety Coordinator and Inventory Specialist with True Blueberry Management. And we'll have more blueberries when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And we have Mark Sheehy with me. And I'm not even going to say this title again because we have so many things to talk about.
That's right.
Shelly Hartman's here and Rex Schultz. Hey, Rex, you are also a grower, so you have to deal with this stuff too. What is the most important part of food safety, that you think it is?
Well, it's record keeping and being aware of everything that you're doing on the farm and documentation. So in the event that something would happen, that you would have an auditor come to your farm, you know, if there would be something on a recall or something like that, they want to make sure that you're doing things right in your farm.
Yeah.
And Mark will probably share a little bit about the Food Safety Modernization Act, but we have to keep records. And as he stated in the early part of it, right now the season begins, we've already started our spraying, so we're documenting what are we spraying, because not only we have to wait a certain amount of time before a worker can re-enter the field after a spray, we also have to make sure that we hit that pre-harvest interval, which is when you spray something, it can only be picked after the interval has been met.
Now, is that a government law, or is that something that each farm takes on to make sure that they cover their butts with their documentation?
It's both. It's a federal law, and it is required, and you better have it.
So if they did do an audit, and you came in, and you didn't have any of that supporting material, you're looking at...
Well, they could find you, and you could take and end up having your product put into a situation where it wouldn't be able to sell.
Okay.
I think food safety should just come naturally because we want a safe product and we've always had that philosophy.
It should be kind of common sense for the most part.
Exactly. And, you know, Rex touched on it a little bit. The traceability aspect, that's another thing we're keeping track of, is we have to have the traceability piece to fit together in the event there was an issue with the fruit, that we have to be able to trace that back right to the delivery that goes back to that farm, to that section, to that who picked it, what time, and that creates our traceability, which when we get our audit, we're tested on a real-time traceback recall.
Well, what do you usually fight as far as listeria or, I mean, I'm not really, I don't certainly know those things that you're looking to stop, but there are certain, diseases that can come along with fruit. So, you know, what are you stopping? What's the line of defense?
Well, the listeria is one. Our wet processing line is conducive to have listeria grow, so we do weekly environmental swabbing to make sure it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
There could be salmonella coming out of the fields, too. There could be all kinds of things, a norovirus coming from the farms, on the people are not washing their hands, hepatitis, things like that. A new thing is cyclospora, which is a parasite, which there's actually, it's very hard to test for that right now, but it does happen occasionally. You'll see recalls
for that. And is that just because it's so new that we can't test for it?
There's just very limited labs that are able to do it around the country.
Okay, so if you do got something tested, it's going to take a while.
For that, yes.
Yeah, and by that time, as far as what you guys do, it could be too late when you find out an answer.
It could be. Mm-hmm. We don't currently test for that, but yeah.
Okay.
It
hasn't been.
Well, what's the most common of the diseases?
Well, I don't know about diseases. They're not real common. We're lucky because blueberries are whole round and they're pretty much sealed once you pick them off the stem.
Right.
But one of the things that we work a lot with too are microbes.
Mm-hmm.
Different testing. Our customers require that we give them a certificate of analysis with all of the loads for the frozen. And so what would be?
Like yeast and mold.
Yeast and molds are.
Plate counts, things like that.
Yep.
And how do you now say if you do have a batch that gets tested positive for yeast and mold, is it a done batch or is there a way to clean it and fix it from there?
Yeast and mold, I have never seen a zero for those.
There's always a little
yeast and mold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pretty much tie that to rain events. So when it gets, if there's a lot of rain, then the yeast and mold counts are going to go up.
Sure.
Now, we do have customers that have requirements that our max number is X, whatever that is, and we can't send them that fruit if it's over that.
Okay. Sure.
You know, and I think one of the things, too, following up with the food safety, it's not just, you know, Mark and the food safety team at True Blue making sure we're doing everything. I think it's really important that people understand the audit process itself and what happens and how it's set up. And this year is going to be a little different for us.
And we're having what's called an unannounced audit this year.
Unannounced. It's going to happen at some time. Is that kind of what that means?
We have
means?
A window of about a month.
Okay.
And they'll show up one day, and we have to start the audit within 30 minutes.
Okay. So really, you want to be prepared for that audit on day one that they say they're going to show up.
We want to be prepared on day one when we start.
You always want to be prepared, yes. And you really don't want to have to do anything special for them. But when it does come audit time, I do know how that goes. There's always a little extra panic, a little extra stress that goes with that, and a little extra make sure you're getting your job done kind of thing. I know that.
We do things the right way every day, though.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's not a whole lot of stress for us. We actually had unannounced audits about a decade ago, and that was pretty much every year.
Yeah.
And we were okay with that.
Have we had any farms, and I certainly don't want any names, that have had big issues with this, that they've just been shut down?
No, not at all.
Well, that's good, because that means our people here know what they're doing, and they're taking care of business.
That's why we're talking about it, because the more we can talk about it, the more we can educate, you know, growers and consumers about, you know, blueberries and how safe they are. They're really, like I said, when you pick them off of that stem, they seal right up. So that, like that powder that looks on the outside of the blueberry, it's a bloom. And that's a natural protectant that protects that berry from getting any of that to infiltrate through the skin of the berry.
Yeah.
So that is natural occurring.
Well, the natural occurring, how does that match up to other fruits? I mean, because apples maybe. Mm-hmm. That's one of our big ones in here.
I don't think they have that ability to have a natural coating other than a tougher skin, because blueberry skin is kind of soft, you know, as it ripens. And you know that pest, like soft skin fruit, sweet fruit. But so this is a natural defense when apple's skin is a little bit harder and not as easy to penetrate. Yeah.
And I think probably, I mean, as a whole, our whole fruit industry in West Michigan and Michigan is pretty safe.
It is. Yep. It's very safe. It's one of the safest in the country, I would say. And it is because of organizations like the Michigan Blueberry Advisory Committee, the Michigan Blueberry Commission, you know, other associations and worker groups of trainers, our extension, MSU, all of us working together. This is a group effort to make it as good as it really has been, especially, I would say, within the last few years. They have training at MSU that incorporates, you know, English and Spanish training, because we have a lot of Spanish farmers, and it really helps to make sure that everybody has the same common theme and methodologies in coming up to their food safety programs.
Yeah. Well, for sure. I mean, consistency in any business is, if you can keep things consistent, you're going to be much more efficient and put out a much better product.
Mm-hmm. And we help other people, too, with their programs. And we talk to one another in the industry. And we just really make the best decisions available, because we have decision trees that we follow and make decisions based on, you know, if
that's
this.
That's good. Yeah. Pass that, you know, pass it and help other people along, because you want the whole industry to look good. It's not one, probably one bad farm makes a black mark on everybody when they're like, oh, so and if everybody is taking care of business, then we're all going to be happy. But we do have to take a break here. It's the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And we've got Mark Shelley and Rex, and we'll be back with them in just a minute on Robert's Moondog Show. And now, a special message from Paul Landecker, Operations Program Director at Midwest Family Broadcasting.
First thing that really impressed me about Moondog Productions was the Facebook videos that Rob was putting up, some of the South Haven videos and some of the other things, the award-winning videos that he has and put up so everybody can see them. The quality that is in those videos, the time he takes, the expertise that he has in making our little town of South Haven look amazing worldwide. We asked Moondog Productions to do a couple of videos for our Summer Jam and Smooth Jazz concerts this past summer. Totally unexpected that You know, he got those videos back to us within 10 days. I mean, it was quick turnaround. They exceeded my expectations on how they looked. Moondog Productions is no small town operation. You know, the work they do is major market stuff. It's really, really well done. We didn't have a big budget for this. Rob and Moondog Productions took every cent and made it all work for us. Very economically. The quality of the product, the ease of working with Moondog Productions, it's simple. I have no doubt that if you have need of quality, big time video at low cost, Rob's your guy. Moondog Productions is where you need to go.
Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Rex Schultz, Shelley Hartman, and Mark Sheehy in here, who's the PCQI Food Safety Coordinator and Inventory Specialist at True Blueberry Management. Now, when we were on our break here, you said something that you wanted to follow up on, a couple things that Rex had said about documentation. So the floor is yours.
Rex mentioned documentation, and I can't emphasize how important that is. One of the documentation pieces that I get from Rex is the spray records. And that's something I have to look at to make sure, first, like the chemicals he's spraying are legal to spray on blueberries and the rates are at legal rates. And also what he's following is called Integrated Pest Management, IPM, because sprays are very expensive. So growers are not out there just willy-nilly spraying things.
Right.
So they don't spray until it's necessary, and they spray the minimum amount necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear a lot of scare tactics about pesticides and things like from the Environmental Working Group, and it's just simply not true what they're saying, trying to scare everybody.
Has there ever been a time where you didn't have to spray? You always have to do
years,
a little?
Years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Well,
yeah.
But
do you spray by plane?
We do a lot of that, but, you know, and what Mark's saying is that we go and walk the fields. We have scouts. We walk the fields. We set traps, and we're monitoring through those scouting trips that we do, and then we also use MSU. They have an environmental station that we look at the weather, and then we can time different pests and when they're going to be prevalent and extreme. So there's a lot that goes into planning, as Mark said.
So you don't just use the Farmer's Almanac?
No, not at all.
How accurate, has it ever been accurate for you?
I don't even read it. I rely on MSU to tell me, you know, what stage I need to spray.
Right. Those with the boots on the ground, not relying by history.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, okay. I mean, I look at it every now and then, usually in the winter times, like, when's it going to snow?
It's from what I know and the little bit that I've read, it's usually kind of fairly accurate. Yeah. I mean, because it's, you know, averaged out over time, and and they were actually fairly close. So Shelley's laughing. Was that, do we now ever want to talk about the Farmer's Almanac
again?
No,
I just think it's, you know, it's one of those, it's another tool. Like, those things are all looked at, really.
I just want to mention about the Food Safety Modernization Act as well.
Yeah.
That was signed in 2011.
Say that one more time.
The Food Safety Modernization Act.
Okay.
It's called FSMA for short.
So we had to get modern with it, I assume.
Yeah, it's been many, many decades since it was updated.
When did it first come to play?
The Food Safety Modernization Act?
Yeah.
Well, the rules took years to roll out. And then there was comment periods and revisions and things. So there's actually, I believe now, all seven rules are out there and they're final.
Okay.
They are revising the ag water rules, but it's taken that long for all these things to get out there.
Are the rules like one sentence rules, or are they long?
It's a lot of government speak.
I was going to say, could you read that for me? But I guess we don't want to do that.
I did read these rules.
Yes, you did.
And it took a very long time.
Okay.
Now, the FDA has something called guidance. That's where the nitty gritty is. They're telling you, the rule may say this in legalese jargon, but the guidance tells you what it really means.
All right.
So, and there's seven of those rules. The PCQI part of my title is Preventative Controls Qualified Individual, and that's for something that I've gone through training on.
Okay. Probably lots of it, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is something you have to keep up every year, every couple of years, go back for recertification?
Every 5 years.
Okay.
So
that's
training.
Good to know, because
I'm not that trained.
It's good to know that the people that are doing this have to go back and, you know, re-educate and maybe relearn some things.
It's ongoing.
Probably most of it isn't a big change for you, but it's nice that you're always brought into what's new, what's happening, because technology with everything that we do, whether it's farming or computers, it moves fast.
It moves very fast. It does. You know, and one of the things, we have software programs that when the fruit gets to the plant, we assign it a receipt number, that's what's traced through the whole facility to the end user. And, you know, while we're in the plant, you know, one of the things we've talked about a little bit is that we're doing a ready-to-be-frozen process type of pack for the washed blueberries, and then we have the fresh blueberries. Mm-hmm. Now, the fresh blueberries, they're not washed. Otherwise, they wouldn't be fresh. So when you go to the produce section and you're buying fresh produce, are you a sampler in the store before you buy?
I feel like a thief if I do that.
Or when you get it home, do you open it up and eat it? And uh-huh. You know,
I've never washed a piece of fruit in my life.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mark?
I probably should, but I don't. I mean, it's...
Well, the FDA recommends that you do not actually wash fresh produce with soap or any kind of produce wash or anything like that. Just use cool running water.
Yeah.
Wash your hands first, but use cool running water.
Now, does the cool running water work as good as the old shirt? Because, I mean, back in the day when I was a kid, grandparents had an apple orchard, and, I mean, it got sprayed. And what we did was we walked out, grabbed an apple, and run the shirt and wiped it off and ate it. That's what we did.
Well. I've done that as well, but there was probably residues on there. But, again, they're spraying at low levels. So you're probably getting rid of a lot of it just by the friction in your shirt rubbing the apple.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think, too, though, you know, they want you to rinse the fresh fruit before you eat it. And if you look at the packaging, it'll say that on
there, too. I've
never
gotten sick. It's going to build up and kill me with cancer in about 15 years,
right? That's because of the quality food standards that we keep here in the United States.
That's right. Oh, that's you. Exactly
now,
why.
I can't explain what they do in the other countries, and that's a whole issue and a whole long story. Yeah.
That's another show.
People are probably out there.
That's another show.
They're probably out there turning their heads with me saying I don't watch that stuff. But
no,
I don't get sick, and I don't, and I'm not a compulsive. Of hand washer.
Yep.
I typically, Mark's gave me some hand sanitizer, but that's not typically something I use either, just because it does take a lot of that good bacteria off your hands. But I assume for what you have to do with making sure the hands are as clean can be, mm-hmm. hand sanitizer is a great thing.
Well, yeah. And to all of the employees inside the plant, they wear hair nets, they wear gloves, they wear sleeve protectors, they wear aprons, or they wear lab coats, and they, you know.
You got to wear protective booties and all that stuff,
well,
too?
Well, no.
Not to that level.
They walk over a sanitizer mat.
We have a mat that's charged with some parasitic acid, and that when they step on it, the water in it, the solution, mm-hmm. floats up and then coats the bottom of their shoes. So if there's any bacteria in the bottom of their shoes, it kills it.
Well, how fun is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually something I'd be playing on that all day. Well, we've got only about a minute and a half left.
Okay.
So if there's anything that we've got to get out, now's
the
time.
There is. I wanted Mark to talk a little bit about the Legion breakfast.
Oh, yes, Legion breakfast.
Yeah, the American Legion here in town has a breakfast that just the first one of the season started last Sunday. And Shelly donates blueberries for the first Sunday of the month, which mm-hmm. is the Ladies Auxiliary does that one. There's a different group that does it every week. So I'm encouraging.
So it does happen every week. You just do the blueberries once a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife and I belong to the Legion, and so we both help with the breakfast on the first Sunday of the month. And Shelly's kind enough to donate the blueberries for the blueberry pancakes.
Right on.
But anybody can go, and it's
open to the public, and we serve from 8 to noon.
How much does it cost?
$9.
$9.
And Dennis went last week with his friends, and he said it was amazing.
And that's
he
all
said
you
it
can
was
eat,
great.
Right?
All you can eat.
All you can eat.
Yeah.
Is there sausage with it, too?
Oh, yeah. A
couple different kinds of sausage, right. Bacon, hash browns.
Meat with it.
Biscuits and gravy, pancakes, waffles, French toast.
Man, that sounds good.
See, yeah. Now it's Saturday morning, so people can plan.
So tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm.
What time do you say it starts again?
8 to noon.
8 to noon, and that's at the Legion. You guys out? I mean, able to eat outside, or is it all pretty much indoors?
And people could walk out there when the weather's conducive.
Nice
right
enough.
Now, it's
okay.
Inside, yeah.
Because it's certainly what a great place to eat breakfast. Any meal,
and a view.
Any meal would be
best
great
view
to
in
eat
the city.
Out there. Yeah, no, no doubt about that. Yeah. All right, well, we do have to go. I mean, I can give you 10, 15 seconds if there's anything you have to say there, Shelley.
I just want to emphasize that blueberries are the perfect fruit. They're good for you. They're easy to care for. And, you know, one of the things we're going to do, I think, when the season comes is offer tours to those that would be interested to come to the plant or to the farm to see what we're actually doing there.
Wonderful. Rex Schultz.
Yes, by USA Grown.
There
that's
you go.
My comments.
Absolutely.
Read them labels.
Shelley Hartman and Mark Sheehy. What a great show. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Boondog Show very soon. But this was the Blueberry Chicks with their blueberry, the Blueberry Chick with the blueberries, the blueberry buzz on the Blueberry Store.